sit back, stand idly by, watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns, don't you tread on my faith in God's only son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Time has come, gonna take a stand, spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea, don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends, gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns, don't you tread on my faith in God's only son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Second hour of Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network this hump day Wednesday. After today, just two more days and then a great weekend. We are so looking forward to Labor Day weekend. We will not be here live on Monday, Labor Day. We have a great show lined up for you. Jerry Stewart has done a great, great program for Labor Day. Proud to be an American. Absolutely thanks all the working men and women of America over all these generations, going all the way back to our founding fathers, workers, regular folks. After you get done with work, you got to go home and take a shower before you eat dinner, definitely before you go to bed. Those are the people that we absolutely love on this show, because we are part of them. And one of the things, again, I want to mention, because I'm looking at this envelope, and it's blowing me away. I talked about the lawsuits that are currently ongoing against me and this show, and against my wife and her radio station. Michigan Broadcasters owns the radio station. Well, there's a frivolous lawfare being used against us. Tom Moran and Moran Ironworks have sued us, and we are giving depositions next week. If you'd like all the information, text me legal, and I'll send you the link to the information. One of the people that happened to catch the show was a concerned patriot up in Chippewa County. Went to the P.O. Box 650 in Elk Rapids, saw this small letter size envelope, no return address. Well, I opened it, and there was a letter inside. And inside this letter, he says, "Randy, I haven't listened in quite some time to your show. Tuned in the other day and heard about your lawsuit. Someone is looking out for you. Keep on trucking, as will I. Yours always, a concerned patriot." Well, in addition to this handwritten note, was not one but two $500 money orders made out to Michigan Broadcasters as a donation toward our legal defense fund. And I got to tell you, when I first opened it and saw those money orders, I teared up. I took a moment to thank God for people like him, this concerned patriot in Chippewa County, before I showed it to Vicky. And I got to tell you, it restored my faith in humanity. It restored my faith in you guys. people who listen to the show, you want us to stay on the air, you want to help us be able to pay the attorneys, and made the donation. If you would like the information, again, text me at 231-360-5140. Text me legal. We have a Give, Send, Go fund account open, and you can make donations online, or you can mail a check to our P.O. Box 650 in Elk Rapids, Michigan, 49629. Make the check money order out to Michigan Broadcasters LLC, and on the memo put Legal Defense Fund. Concerned Patriot in Chippewa County, thank you. Thank you from the bottom of my heart. Restored me and made me stronger. Short break, we'll be right back.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. patriotsrelief.com.
Road Trip, The Good Words Book for Success by Rick Randall is the perfect book that will change the way that you think and will positively impact your life. 123 good words, motivational, inspirational definitions, and packed with very cool poems for each word is a readable experience that you will visit time and time again. Available on Amazon Books and Barnes & Noble. Road Trip, Likely to Succeed makes the perfect graduation gift. Enjoy reading Road Trip, Likely to Succeed A to Z, The Good Words Book for Success by Rick Randall.
Their moment, the moment Granddad handed down his old rifle. At Curtis Gunsmithing in Petoskey, we respect traditions. We also know that that old gun might not be in the same shape it was when Granddad gave it to you. Mr. Tom Curtis, the gun doctor, will take good care of old Betsy. He'll get her shined up and looking good as new. Curtis Gunsmithing is the one that you can trust with your family traditions. Give us a call at 231-838-5571. And as the gun doctor says, anything but an Abrams tank.
Life is a wonderful journey, from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this incredible journey, you want to safeguard what's most important to you. Hi, I'm Tristan Cole, your local Farm Bureau insurance agent, and I'm always nearby to help protect you and your loved ones along the way. Let's talk about your journey and protecting what matters most. Call me at 231-533-6489 or visit me online at TristanCole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
If you have pain in your neck, back, shoulders, elbows, wrists, hands, hips, knees, or feet, Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic deep tissue laser treatment for you. This technology relieves pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience fast robotic deep tissue laser pain relief at a special price. Call us Monday through Wednesday to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. I want to thank Jeff and Tom, who just texted me legal, and I sent you back the link to our Give, Send, Go, which has all the information about the Lawfare lawsuit that's being used against us. Greatly appreciate you guys doing that. Thank you. How did the House Republicans find all these cuts in Lansing's budget. House Republicans passed fiscal year 2026 spending plan yesterday that is not only $6 billion less than what the Senate passed. They found room to put $3.4 billion more into the roads. $6 billion less than what the Senate passed, plus $3.4 billion more into roads. Folks, that's almost $10 billion. Well, part of it creates a $115 million public safety trust fund. What is that? That is local money that's going to come to the counties. Schools, police, basically increase your public safety spending, make our communities safer. They're also, in their House budget, eliminating state income taxes on tips for waitresses. Waiters, anybody in the service industry, no more state income taxes on tips. Eliminating state income tax on overtime pay, as well as Social Security income for our seniors. They did it by passing a Department of Health and Human Services budget that is $3.7 billion less than the Senate's plan. Senate plan, folks, $37.6 billion. $37.6 billion for the Department of Health and Human Services here in the state of Michigan. Well, that $3.7 billion basically is 10%. Part of that spending cut cuts funding to hospitals, among other programs, which has the Michigan Health and Hospital Association all up in arms. They are, quote, per the story, alarmed. Public health spending is seeing $100 million less, and human services. This is food stamps. This is Medicaid. All of the human services part of it, $2.7 billion less. Well, the Michigan Health and Hospital Association spokesperson said house cuts to hospitals will be a disaster, even if a semblance of the cuts eventually make it actually into the state budget. Michigan hospitals already stand to lose more than $6 billion over the next 10 years due to federal budget cuts coming out of Washington, slashing more funding that supports delivering healthcare services. Nurses, physicians, and other staff employed by hospitals harms Michigan and our more than 10 million residents. No, actually, it's less than 10 million. Sorry, you don't get to use Governor Gretchen Whitmer's talking point. People are not moving into the state. We are still declining our population. Don't lie when you put out a press conference statement. More than 10 million residents? Sorry, not the case. So you know what? Honestly, based on that lie, that misrepresentation, everything else you just said is BS too. Hospital spotlighted the following as wasteful spending and eliminated it in the budget. Phantom employees. This is amazing. For the past several years under Governor Gretchen Whitmer's administration, state departments have been receiving money each year for new positions that they never fill. The money, our money, sits unused and becomes a slush fund for departmental directors. By cutting 4,300 phantom state jobs, the House budget freed up $560 million. A half a billion dollars. And where did they put it? Into the roads. unspent work project money. Oh, this one is famous for government. Across the entire state government budget, more than $6 billion in unused work project funding are in the bank account. This is money the legislature allocated years ago. But did they spend it? No. The bureaucratic department squirreled the money away. Well, of the $6 billion, the House Republicans found that actually $2.5 billion was unobligated. What does that mean? It means that whatever it was given the money for in the past, the need for it does no longer exist. They have absolutely no reason for that $2.5 billion. So the House budget redirects it, that money, $2.5 billion, to pay off the debt that came from Governor Whitmer's bond sale. Remember the $3.1 billion in bonds she sold to, quote unquote, she had to take drastic measures because the legislature wouldn't allocate for it, so she had to sell bonds. Well, guess what? They're taking that money of unobligated garbage money for work projects that no longer exist and paying off the road bonds. The bonds are paid back. And even though you're paying them back early, folks, those investors who bought the bonds, you don't get any prepayment penalty. You get all your interest due to you on those bonds because that's how bonds work. If you pay them off early, you still pay the entire juice on it. And the next paragraph, oh man, this just so makes my day. Governor Gretchen Whitmer's money laundering scheme is gone. The Strategic Outreach and Attraction Fund is gone after providing very little return, quote, for Michigan families, end quote. The House budget eliminates funding for the SOAR fund as well as statewide electric vehicle charging programs, which the House argues has not produced a single charger despite receiving $30 million in previous budgets. Right here in our little tiny Antrim County, we have two grocery stores west of Torch Lake. Torch Lake is the dividing line between the county. West Antrim, East Antrim is the way I look at it. 18-mile-long glacier-cut lake. Well, guess what? On the west side of Torch, we have two markets. We have Love Village Market. Rick and Kevin Young down there in Elk Rapids, they have two charging stations for electric vehicles. As you head north of M88, Torch Market in Torchport, they've got two electric charging stations. I went in and asked the owners. I asked Rick. I said, Rick, where'd you get the money for those charging stations? Oh, the electric vehicle industry paid for them. Really? That money didn't come from the state? Nope. They're selling electric vehicles. They chose us to house that up US 31. Because as you start off in Traverse City, folks, the Gold Coast, West and East Bay of Lake Michigan, well, as you go around the bay, as you go around that curve, as it curves around the bay right there south of M72, as you're heading into Traverse City, that is technically the starting point of the Gold Coast. When you go from Traverse City, come up north to 31 to Elk Rapids, there's electric vehicle charging stage. Then next up, about a half hour up the road, you're in Charlevoix. Another half hour or so, you're in Petoskey. That Gold Coast has electric charging stations all along that route. And guess what? The money was allocated for the state of Michigan to build charging stations. How How much money did they get for the state budget? Listen to this. $30 million in previous budgets was allocated, and they did not produce one single charging station. Republicans found it, said that's it. We're putting it back into the budget. For roads, we are going to fix the roads by finding this wasteful spending. Department of, I love this one too. Michigan Department of Civil Rights is going back to a $10 million department after seeing the biggest staffing increases based on even with a reduced caseload. If you feel your civil rights have been violated in the state of Michigan, you file a complaint with the Michigan Department of Civil Rights. They have increased their staffs. These members appointed by the governor have increased their staffs, even though their caseloads are going down. So the Republicans, they cut it by more than half. They reduced it by 53.6%. The biggest reduction on this budget from the House. Michigan State Police was cut $66.3 million, which is only 7% in the House budget. With that single branch, Michigan State Police, $404.2 million came from complete elimination of 330 full-time phantom positions that don't even exist. But they were budgeted for it. They were going to spend $404.2 million again this year toward 330 jobs that don't even exist. There's no workers there. Also, $34 million is cut from the Commission on Law Enforcement Standards, was moved out of the Michigan State Police and put where it needs to be. Actually, LARA, Department of Licensing and Regulatory Affairs. If you're going to have a commission on law enforcement standards, it should not be the Michigan State Police setting those standards or the Michigan State Police. You should have somebody else overseeing that department. The plan continues to eliminate $12.1 million in Professional Development Bureau. Professional Development Bureau, $12 million a year. They're also cutting $1.3 million from the governor's executive office, which is eliminating, listen to this, five unclassified full-time positions. This other ridiculous grant giveaway, Secure Cities Partnerships Program, $2.6 million in grants and community services, as well as other line items. Subcommittee Appropriations Chair Mike Mueller, Republican of Linden, said the cuts to the Michigan State Police are a reflection of serious leadership failures that have made the department dysfunctional and ineffective. Take away the money, get rid of the current director of the Michigan State Police. That was per a survey of the rank and file members. Bottom of the hour news break, hour number two. We'll be right back.
This is Michigan News Source.